want to talk now, though, about the story that you would have heard in our news this morning, and that is that the 5-year investigation into alleged voter irregularities in Kerry is awaiting a DPP decision. The Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission opened the investigation in May of 2019, the last local elections, following allegations relating to the supplementary register. The allegations under investigation centred on a person who gathered application forms for prospective voters and got them stamped by a Garda. Now, this was so those people could be included in the supplementary register in Kerry ahead of the local elections in 2019. The law requires a person has to be present when a Garda stamps such a form for identification purposes, but it's alleged the people seeking to be placed in the register weren't present when the Garda stamped the forms. And it's understood the allegations relate to the Killarney local electoral area in the last local elections in 2019. Now, the supplementary register in Kerry contained 2,700 names when released in advance of these local elections. So what Radio Kerry did was we asked a question of GSOC a number of times over the last 6 months as to what is the status of the investigation. And what we were informed was the investigation is now concluded and a file has been forwarded to the Office of Director of Public Prosecutions and a decision and a direction is awaited by the DPP. Well, with me on the line to talk about this is a councillor who was asking questions about this in 2022, about what the latest state of play was, and that's independent councillor Brendan Cronin, who's with me on the line. Brendan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tyrone. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, you were asking similar questions in November of 2022. You put a motion down at Kerry County Council wondering what was the story. What were you told at the time?
That is correct. I had been inquiring, and at the time it was backtracked to 2019 after the election when this was made public by the media that this there was allegations regarding the voting register. And I was following it on, and I asked the council that time in 2022, you know, what was the position, what was the state of play with the investigation, could they give us any enlightenment or report on what had happened or what was happening. And at that stage, Jerry, the council said, look, that the matter had been taken over by the Gardaí because it was there for them to investigate, and that it was they were being investigated, and that it was passed on to GSOC. I do know, because from checking up, an inspector from GSOC was contacted Kerry County Council and sought to examine all those application forms which you referred to, and that was facilitated. But that was facilitated in County Building some time ago. And unfortunately, like you say, 5 years later, nothing seemingly, no progress. It is with the DPP now, and it makes you wonder because, like, it is very important, I suppose, and the onus of responsibility is on the authorities, both the Gardaí and GSOC, to protect the integrity of the Register of Voters and the Register of Electors. Because back then in 19, when that story broke, in the Killarney Municipal District, right, there was a shadow cast over all the candidates. All of us were, you know, that were we involved in this in this episode, and that has never actually been cleared up, you see, and that still hangs there too. So I like, it's very unusual that it has taken 5 years. That's the first thing. It is very unusual that it was sent by GSOC to the DPP, and it's there with 6 months. And being honest, like, and no disrespect, but you would get suspicious. And is there some idea that if it's left sit there long enough to be forgotten about, that's
yeah,
not appropriate.
Well, you know, either way, Brendan, it's not ideal. Either way, from the point of view of what you're talking about, casting a doubt as to what happened, we don't know if anything incorrect was done. We don't know if any law was broken. We don't know if this was all a misunderstanding. What we do know is that a lengthy investigation took place, and it's now with the DPP. Now, the DPP may decide there's nothing to see here. They may decide there's not enough evidence. We're not confident of a conviction if we take it to court. And that might be the case. But at least that would give us some clarity as to what is happening or what has happened here, and give us some vision as to whether, you know, this is, I won't say storm in a teacup, because I think it was probably more than that. But that, either way, like, it's not really acceptable, is it, that it's 5 years? We're heading into a new local election and we still don't have an answer as to what, if anything, happened.
Not at all. That's the point. That is the kernel of the issue. whatever the decision of the DPP is, and whatever actions they take, there's a need for the DPP's office to come out and clarify and state what are they doing, and either proceed if they have evidence with the prosecution, or come out and tell us that their whatever their decision is. But the fact that it's left there, the fact that it's still hanging there after 5 years, and not clarified, that's not acceptable. And I would take this opportunity to call today on the DPP's office to make their decision, make us aware of what their decision is regarding this. Are they going to prosecute or are they not? And finalise it, at least before the local elections anyway. 5 years later is a very, very long time, and we're now in the running to the next local election. I think it was about mid-May that where this broke in 2019, and sure, we're only a couple of weeks away now from being the 5 years, and still no answers, still no clarity, and no finalisation of it.
Yeah. Look, we have a situation as well. We have a new electoral commission in this country as well. They're in charge of electoral integrity. They were set up over that period. They're not involved in this because this is a GSOC investigation. And in relation to that, and how it works is that if you want to get on the supplementary register, there's a deadline in advance of the local elections by which you have to apply to be on the register. And anyone, by the way, who is out there can go to checktheregister.ie to see if you are registered to vote and confirm and update your details in relation to that. And that's important. But that all of that information really should be out there, Brendan. And the key question here is, if you are on the supplement or you want to be in the supplement, you have to be in front of a Garda when they stamp your form. They have to know who you are and where you live and what your identity is before they can say, yes, this person is entitled to vote. That's the key question here.
That is part of the requirement, and it is on them forms that were used that time. It is on it that you must be physically present to identify yourself in the presence of a member of an Garda Síochána. That is there, and it's categorical. But like, looking at this way, the people of the Killarney Municipal District, in my eyes, they're entitled to know what is the position. Is there a prosecution? Is there not? Is it finalised? What is going on? And like, we've all read in our papers, this is 5 years later, we've read in our papers and listened to the news reports by yourselves there of different incidents where stuff happened up the country there. The guard is being brought to court now above because of that car chase, and you had the episode with that guard about the bicycle to that poor old man in COVID. And like, this is 5 years ago, and still we haven't any answers. Still, we haven't any clarity. And basically, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, and needs an answer in relation to that. Now, we've had the Electoral Reform Act of 2022 as well. A number of provisions of that were commenced last October, which sets up the Electoral Commission. They're saying there's going to be a modernisation of our electoral registration process to deliver greater accessibility and improved integrity, including improved voting arrangements for persons with mental health difficulties, regulation of online political advertising, protection of the integrity of our electoral process, which will see the regulation of electoral process information, online electoral information in order to guard against misinformation, and all sorts of things that are promised. That's a work in progress because it's only just set up. And this is the first, I suppose, local election since that happened. So would you look for a clear examination of all of that, Brendan, over the next while as to all that, how it's working?
Without question, because the delay, and we said the longer this situation in Killarney hangs there unanswered, then the more suspicious yourself and anyone, any fair-minded person would get. And it is important that the integrity across the board by the Electoral Commission is protected, and the democratic process is hugely important. It gives the people their right, and their rights have to be protected without interference or without any suspicion being cast in any way, shape or form. But there is a need in this instance to finalise this. The longer it hangs there, and the longer it's left without being sorted or finalised, you know, your suspicions kind of get, they're raised more, and it just creates more doubt, and that's not the way you want to be approaching another local election.
Okay, all right, Brendan. Listen, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning.